Hey, it's Rebecca Smith for the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, and it's time for Missouri Health Talks, a project where we listen in on Missourians' conversations about access to health care. This week we hear from Reverend Fred Least and Teresa Gilbreth with Missouri United Methodist Church in downtown Columbia. They reflected on the past year or so of the coronavirus pandemic and spoke about how COVID-19 restrictions have put a strain on their congregation's support network. Here's Reverend Least.
We've actually had people grieving the loss so much that we've had people that have experienced fairly significant mental health issues because of this. We've had members that have been, for lack of a better way of saying it, kind of pushed over the edge and have ended up with some mental health issues and in facilities of care, and because the isolation, sense of isolation and loss of community and some of that, if people were already on edge and fragile emotionally, it has had that impact. And people, to be honest with you, that are just perfectly healthy have grieved the loss of community. We've done a lot of things to help deal with that, or at least counter some of that, but it's been a big loss. That's been the most significant loss is people losing that connectedness to each other, and then just mentally and psychologically, that's wearing and taxing, you know.
I think the pandemic gave people a chance to kind of step back and evaluate what it is they do get from church and by finding out what they missed.
We have a caring ministries team in the congregation where these are people who write cards, send letters, make calls, reach out to people, and they immediately kicked into a different kind of gear. And I mean, literally. And so since I was unable to make personal hospital calls in many cases for quite a few months and couldn't go into nursing facilities, at the best, I was allowed to have these window visits where you look through the window at somebody. And so I wasn't even able, in some cases, families weren't even able to go into a hospital room. We realized, wow, we've got church members that are in need of care. And people were home, unable to come to their church. And so they felt isolated, even if they weren't sick or ill. They needed connection. So our caring ministries team, I mean, they wrote hundreds upon hundreds of letters and cards and things like that. So that's congregational care, not pastoral care, but they quickly stepped into a different mode and started realizing they had to care for each other and be there for each other. That's been the biggest redeeming grace, I think. People are at home wanting what they always want when they connect in worship. They're wanting to hear the good news, and they're wanting to find hope and grace and peace, and that's and strength to make it through. And so that's kind of what we've continued to be focused on as always.
I would say, too, that that's people talking about getting back to normal. That's what they mean. We want a handshake and we want hugs and, you know, like everyone's ready for that.
That is exactly right. I've seen different things that speak just to that, like when we are able to get back together again, never will I take for granted being able to shake a hand or hug a neck or sing a hymn or, I mean, all of those. That's exactly right. It has really heightened the awareness of how valuable and meaningful what we have done and we'll get back to once again really is to us in churches.
That was Reverend Fred Least and Teresa Gilbreth with the Missouri United Methodist Church in downtown Columbia, speaking about how their congregation remained supportive through an emotionally taxing lockdown and how they're now looking forward to rebuilding their community. That's it for this week's Missouri Health Talks, which was reported and produced by Levi Moltz-Holman. Tune in next week for more conversations from throughout the state about health and access. I'm Rebecca Smith. Thanks for listening.